నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 25. గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజః జీవస్య దేహ ఉభయం గుణాశ్చేతో మదాత్మనః. గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజా జీవస్య దేహ ఉభయం గుణాశ్చేతో మదాత్మనః. గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజా జీవస్య దేహ ఉభయం గుణాశ్చేతో మదాత్మనః. గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజా గుణస్య దేహ గుణాశ్చేతో మదాత్మనః. గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజా జీవస్య దేహ ఉభయం గుణాశ్చేతో గుణేషు ఆవేశతే చేతో గుణాశ్చేతసి చ ప్రజా జీవస్య దేహ ఉభయం గుణాశ్చేతో. మాతాజీ, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. గుణేషు ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, ఆవేశతే ఎంటర్స్, చేతః ద మైండ్, గుణః ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, చేతసి ఇన్ ద మైండ్, చ ఆల్సో ఎంటర్, ప్రజః మై డియర్ సన్స్, జీవస్య ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ, దేహ ద అవుట్వర్డ్ బాడీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ యాజ్ డెసిగ్నేషన్, ఉభయం బోత్ ఆఫ్ దీస్, గుణః ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, చేతః ద మైండ్, మదాత్మనః హ్యావింగ్ మీ యాజ్ ద సూపర్ సోల్, సుప్రీం సోల్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, మై డియర్ సన్స్, ద మైండ్ హ్యాజ్ న్యాచురల్ ప్రొక్లివిటీ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద మటీరియల్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, అండ్ సిమిలర్లీ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద మైండ్, బట్ బోత్ దిస్ మటీరియల్ మైండ్ అండ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ మియర్లీ డెసిగ్నేషన్స్ దట్ కవర్ ద స్పిరిట్ సోల్ హూ ఇస్ పార్ట్ అండ్ పార్సల్ ఆఫ్ మీ. పర్పోర్ట్: లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ హంసావతార్ ఆన్ ద ప్రిటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫైండింగ్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్స్ ఇన్ ద సింపుల్ ఇన్క్వైరీ ఆఫ్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, హూ ఆర్ యూ, is actually preparing to teach the sages perfect spiritual knowledge. But only after first rejecting two false concepts of life, namely that all living entities are the same in all respects and that the living entity is identical with his outward or subtle body. Lord Krishna now answers the difficult question that puzzled even Lord Brahma. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the sons of Lord Brahma were thinking as follows: our dear Lord, if it is indeed true that we are unintelligent, still your Lordship has stated that you are actually everything, because everything is expansion of your potency. Therefore, you are also the mind and the sense objects, which are the subject matter of our question. The material sense objects always enter into the functions of the mind, and similarly the mind always enters into the material sense objects. Thus it is proper that we inquire from your lordship about the process by which the sense objects will no longer enter into the mind, and the mind will no longer enter the sense objects. Please be merciful and give us the answer. The Lord answers as follows. My dear sons, it is the fact that the mind enters into the material sense objects and the sense objects into the mind. Thus, although the living entity is actually part and parcel of me, being as I am also eternally conscious, and although the eternal form of the living entity is spiritual, in conditioned life, the living entity artificially imposes upon himself the mind and sense objects, which act as covering designations of the eternal soul. Since it is natural function of the material mind and the sense objects to mutually interact, how can you possibly endeavor to prevent such mutual interaction? Since both the material mind and the sense objects are useless, they both should be completely given up, and thus automatically you will be free from all material duality. Srila Sridhar Swami points out that the symptom of the material mind is the tendency to consider oneself to be the ultimate doer and enjoyer. Naturally, one with such puffed up mentality is helplessly attracted by the sense objects. One who considers himself to be the doer and enjoyer will be irresistibly attracted to the means for attaining sense gratification and false prestige, namely exploitation of material objects. Above the material mind, however, is intelligence, which can perceive the existence of the eternal spirit soul. It is not possible to separate the material mind from the sense objects, because they naturally exist together. Therefore, by intelligence, one must realize one's eternal form as a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Lord, and completely reject the bogus material mentality. One who revives his original spiritual mentality becomes automatically detached from material attraction. Therefore, one should cultivate knowledge of the falsity of sense gratification. When the mind or the senses are attracted to material enjoyment, the superior intelligence must immediately detect such illusion. In this way, one should purify one's mentality. By devotional service to the Lord, such detachment and intelligence automatically awaken. And by full understanding of one's original spiritual form, one is properly situated in eternal consciousness. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranavami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Translation: my dear sons, the mind has a natural proclivity to enter into the material sense objects, and similarly the sense objects enter into the mind. But both this material mind and the sense objects are merely designations that cover the spirit soul, who is part and parcel of me. The subject matter of material mind and the senses is going to be in the discussion till the universe gets destroyed. And again, in the next millennium, it will start this continuous discussion. First of all, then I will seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas so that I can glorify the Lord. And in the meantime, please the devotees and purify myself, because it's this the topic which is eternally been discussed. Let us see what purification happens. In the Amrut Bindu Upanishad, it is said that mana eva manushyanam karanam moksha bandhayo. So in all the scriptures it is said, and that is Amrut Bindu Upanishad also says, that the reason for living entity is bondage and the liberation is same. Manah bandhaya vishaya sango and mukte nirvishayam manah. The mind which is attached to the sense objects will be the cause of bondage, and the mind which is detached from the sense objects will be the cause of liberation. In this further discussion, Uddhav, when he is asking Lord Shri Krishna, Krishna later gives him instruction that tasmad Uddhava mam bhungshva vishayan. He said, therefore, I mean, it's later chapter, he says, therefore, please give up the sense gratification. Why? Because vishayan asat indriyehe atma grahanam nirbhatam pashya vaikalpikam bhramam. He said that how from time immemorial this mind is creating duality and creating trouble for all the transcendentalists so that they won't achieve self-realization. So pashya, he says, see with the eyes, with the scriptures, how this is happening. So generally, everything is the property of the Lord, and potency of the Lord should be utilized for His service. But because we are here for our sense enjoyment, we see all, every soul sees that every property of the Lord is for my enjoyment. And because of this mentality, he is constantly in anxiety. Because he is constantly thinking that where is that the most attractive sense object? Constantly searching the sense object. That's why he is in anxiety. But if we shift this mentality that everything superior, everything high quality should be offered to Krishna, then for everyone there is no personal anxiety. Because he will be satisfied in the process of just being the instrument in service to the Lord. So, to get out of this personal anxiety, we have to just shift this, the mentality of sense gratification, in the sense for everything for our personal benefit. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is not possible to exploit the material objects and at the same time progress in spiritual realization. It is not possible. We have to give it up. In this purport, Prabhupada writes the thought process of Lord Hamsa Avatar. He says that the living entity is eternally conscious, like me. But in conditioned life, he artificially imposes this mind and senses as himself, as a designation. And that's why he suffers in this world. So, is it a crime to supply mind and sense objects? the Lord being very merciful, He has provided this facility as a mind and sense objects to all of us who are in the material world, wanted to enjoy separately from Him. So it's a kind gesture by the Lord who has given us this mind and senses. There is all of our desires won't be fulfilled. So He says, that's why He says that mame vamso jivaloke sarva jiva sanatana sarva bhuta sanatana. That's why, because you are my part and parcel, that's why I am providing this. So all the senses, five senses and the mind, adhishtaya manaschayam. So these five senses have a leader, adhyaksha adhishtaya, as a mind who directs all the senses for what? Vishayan upasevate. Their only one business is to exploit the sense objects. The mind says, okay, use all the senses for exploiting the sense objects. But in the process, what happens? Instead of enjoyment or happiness, he is only getting distress only. Manashashtani indriyani prakruti stani karshati. So from time immemorial, we see that for all the transcendentalists, to regulate the mind or to control the mind is the first and foremost step. Unless we do that, we don't progress further. So let us see from where the mind evolves, from where it has come. See, in third canto, Kapil Dev gives a detailed description during creation. He says, Vaikarikat vikurvanam manastatvam ajayatah yat sankalpa vikalpabhyam vartate kama sambhava. He says, first there was a false ego that I want to enjoy separately from the Lord. And that false ego comes in contact with three modes. And this false ego in the mode of goodness transforms into manastatvam ajayatah. And what are their symptoms? What are the mind symptoms? Yat sankalpa vikalpabhyam. His thoughts and reflections, he accepts and rejects. Because of this duality, he creates different desires. Vartate kama sambhavah. The basic mentality, basic theme of this mind behind accepting and rejecting is sense gratification. What is favorable for sense gratification, he'll accept it. And immediately if the time goes and the same thing is unfavorable for sense gratification, he'll reject it. Long time back, I was in a sugarcane juice shop in Pune, 10-15 years back. There one incident happened, that is night time 10-10:30, it's like garden and cool atmosphere in the summer night time. And one father and son, son was 12 year old, they entered the shop, it's like a garden only. While entering only, they are in argument. And the son is arguing that, father, I'll have ice in the juice. He says, no way. If you want ice, then we'll come, we'll go back. We'll not enter into. And with this argument, they come and then sit. Son is listening. So he's constantly arguing. Little rice, dad. Little ice. So he says, no way. So why? Because if you take ice, then you will get cough and cold, and then tomorrow you will bunk the school. So he sits and he says, Bhaiya, do pure juice dena. No ice. So he also heard that he will get cough and cold. So you know the shopkeeper, they, for the profit, what they do? Before only they put ice in containers. So profit comes. So for them, he made a fresh juice and gave. So as the glasses came before them, again the son said, Dad, little ice, please, little ice. He said, be a good boy. Don't embarrass me before everyone. No ice. So he said, okay, anyway. Both gulped down half the glass. Then again the boy says, Dad, little ice. So he says, okay, you will not listen to me, na? Okay. Eat as much as you want. Get cuff and gold. Bhaiya, ice lana. De do isko ice. Aur thoda mereko bhi de dena. So what has happened now? This father is very intelligent. He knows that, you know, 5 rupees, if I want pure juice, it will not get. So he has rejected the ice first. He said, same ice. He said, I don't want ice. Because why? The pure juice. Sense gratification is pure juice I want. But once the half glass is over, now he wants chilled ice. Same juice with ice. So immediately he accepts it. Get the ice. This is what yat sankalpa vikalpa abhyam vartate kama sambhava. So similarly our mind cheats us all the time. With same sense objects, with different circumstances and time, how it suits me, suits my sense gratification, accept it or reject it. Same eyes. These are the two primary symptoms of mind. Acceptance and rejection. Further, if you see, in Bhagavad Gita, we see that yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram, the verse comes. So further symptoms, further characteristics of mind is nishchalati. It's always wandering. You know, see, we go on the road, we always eyes and sense, everything, every sense organ wanders and find out where are the sense objects. Nishchalati, chanchalam, also one thing we get, still we want, immediately want something else. Constantly we want supply of sense. Flickering and asthiram. Our conception of this sense gratification is not sthira. Immediately changes. Just like ice, immediately we don't want, next time we want it. So nishchalati, chanchalam and asthiram. The next characteristics. Further, Arjuna gives to another qualities of mind is chanchalam hi mana krishna pramathi balavad dhridam tasyaham nigram manne vayuriva sudushkaram. So here he says that the mind is pramathi, is very agitating, like this sun. It's constantly poking. I want it. And balavat, it's very strong. It doesn't give it up. And balavat dhridam, he says, is very obstinate. Till the time you fulfill his desire, mind's desire, he doesn't stop. And then Arjuna says that, I can subdue the wind, but I can't subdue this mind, which is su dushkritam, very difficult to subdue. So with this, yat sankalpa vikalpa nishchalati chanchalam astiram pramathi balavad dhridam sudushkaram. Can you imagine? And this all that transcendentalists are trying to control the mind with all these characteristics. Each one is very difficult to tackle. That's why it's not very ordinary task. It's a very difficult task. That's why nobody comes on this path. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhaye yadatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. So many have tried out of that, and out of 1,001 comes, and among those 1,000 many fall down. And those who perfect this, out of that hardly one understands Krishna completely. Tatvadaha. Some example in scripture comes that Ajamil was equipped with all the shastric knowledge, all the perfect behavior, all the training was there. But when he came in contact with the prostitute, his mind was, for a lot of time, he was pondering on that. What happened? Then later he tried to control his mind. He says, Stambayam atmana atmanam yavat sattvam yathashrutam. He remembered all the shlokas, from all the scriptures, all the instructions, how to not even see the woman, how he should not ponder on woman. Everything he recalled, till his intelligence go, yavat sattvam yathashrutam, but na shashaka samadhatum, but he could not control the mind, because mano madana vepitam, because Cupid has already captured his heart. So, he couldn't control his mind. So, There are many examples in the scriptures. With other, all other processes, the people have fallen down, being victim of the mind's desire. One PhD in this, you know, in analysis of mind, he is a PhD in that, Avanti Brahmana. He studied the mind very scrutinizingly. He came to the conclusion. What he says? He says that Mano Vashehi Anyehi Abhavan Smadevaha. He says that all other senses are eternally, from time immemorial, are under the control of mind. But Mano Vashe Anyascha Vasham Sameti. But this same mind has never ever came under control of anybody. All the time he had the power, leadership. And Bhishmo Hi Devaha, he has such a power, like a godlike power. Sahasa Sahiyan. He is stronger than the strongest. So here the word comes at Bhishmo Hi Devaha. We take an example of Arjuna. Arjuna is a person who is also a transcendentalist, bhakti yogi, but he also admits that mind is tasyaham nigraham manne. And the same Arjuna's qualifications are, he says to Yudhishthira Maharaj that vanchitoham maharaja harina bandhu rupina yename apahruta tejo deva vismapanam mahat. I had that much power that I had the power to make even devatas bewildered. They were astonished by seeing my power. Now the same Arjuna is saying what? Tasyaham nigraham manne. That's why the analysis of our Avanti Brahmana is perfect. He says, Bhishmo Hi Devaha Sahasa Sahiyan. And that's why he says that Yunjat Vashetam Sahi Deva Deva. If you want to become the master of the senses, then what we have to do? Yunjat Vashe. Control this mind. If somebody is successful in doing that, then actually he is the master of the senses. But we know that it's very, very difficult. All the time we have been practicing from 15, 20, how many years it may be, our minds bring back the old tendencies, isn't it? It doesn't go very easily. Once Prabhupada used to give his transcriptions for editing, and one hippie was he was editing. See, Prabhupada wrote that the qualities of goodness are, you know, cleaning, bathing, and then he wrote the shaving also. And then the hippie was, you know, hippie, they grow long hairs and beard. So he found it very strange. He said, why shaving? So he said, Prabhupada will not come to know. So he edited that part, shaving. But Prabhupada saw everything and he said, the shaving is not there. He called him. He said, why did you shave the shaving? You hippie people will never give up this hippie tendency. This is applicable to everyone. Whatever we have given so much time, so much prominence in our life before coming to Krishna consciousness will haunt us time to time. I mean, every time. It will bring back. So what is the solution? So Prabhupada writes in this purport that therefore one should cultivate the knowledge of falsity of sense gratification. And even Krishna admits, Krishna says that, yes, asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kauntaya vairagena cha grihyate. It is actually very difficult to curb the mind, but it is possible by suitable practice, abhyasena and vairagena, that is detachment. Santo Tukaram Maharaj says, mana karare prasanna sarva siddhi cha karan. It's very important to achieve this. Even Bhagavad Gita says that jitatmanah prashantasya. Just by conquering mind, you achieve me. Super soul is achieved. Paramatma samahitah. Just by conquering jitatmanah prashantasya. Because the duality goes and the person, the soul comes in tranquility. No more bewilderment by the shitoshna sukha dukkheshu tatha manapamanayo. Because all this duality creates different desires of envy, lust, greed. So, just by controlling the mind, just by subduing the mind, we reach super soul. Among all the sense, how to use all the senses in Krishna consciousness, Ambarish Maharaj says, mind should be used in Save Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo. Focus our mind on Lord's lotus feet. Who else has that much power who can rescue us from the grip of mind? Our Purorava, he describes that. He says, Pumshalyam aparutam chittam konu anyo mochitum prabhu. He says, Pumshalyam aparutam chittam. The mind who has been attracted by the prostitute, he says, Purvarava, here, konu anyo mochitum prabhu, other than whom, Atma Rama Ishwaram Rite Bhagavantam Adhokshajam. There is only one person. Who is Bhagavantam, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose symptoms are, whose qualities are adhokshajam. He is beyond the material perception. And here it is, the special word used is Atma Rama Ishwaram. He is the Lord of all self-realized sages. He is the Lord of them. That's why he has the only power who can rescue us from the grief of the mind. If we do not follow this instruction, then what will happen? Everything whatever we do will be useless. Just like Prabhupada gives an example that however beautifully we draw zeros, very nicely, millions of zeros, it will be of no use if there is no one before the first zero. So Lord says in further verses that Yavan nanartha dhipumso na nivarteta yukti bhi jagrati api swapan agya swapane jagranam yatha. So he says here yukti bhi is word used where he says according to my instructions, the process given by me, you have to focus your mind on me alone. But if you don't do that, then what will happen? Yavan nana artha dhi pumso. You will be absorbed in different artha, different values or goals of life. And dhi means conceptions about what is goal of life. Other than this, fixing our mind on Krishna, then he gives the analogy that jagrati api swapan agya. He might do many things, but it has no value. Just as swapane jagranam yatha, that if in one is sleeping and in dream if he thinks that I am woken up and now I have become temple president and then I became GBC and now I am liberated and now I have actually came to Golok Vrindavan. So whatever his progress is, he is in the dream only. So all this conception will not help. So there is only one way, he says, you have to focus your mind. But is it very easy? It's not easy. So Shastra said, do it gradually. Shane shane uparamet. It's very interesting that suddenly we can't change the mind which has become very powerful. Pramati balavad drudam. Our Sri Krishna tells Uddhava how you can do that very gradually. He gives an example of a horseman who trains the horse, which is a mad horse. He says that, Eshavai Parmo Yogo Manasaha Sangraha Smrutaha Hridaya Atmam Anvichan Dhammasya Iva Aravato Muhu. So, comparison is, he says, Hridaya Gyatmam Anvichan. So, the horseman, expert horseman, sees the horse and first find out what is his strength, how he moves. Intimately he sees what is his way of working. Similarly, the transcendental yogi, he sees his mind first. Hridaya Gyatvam Anvichan. Anvichan means watch very carefully so that the material, the propensities of mind are revealed. Because if you trust the mind for some time, for watching, he will reveal what is our goal. And then horseman understands, this is his goal. And then, just like he lets go the horse for some time, but then if he goes out of the road, he pulls the rein and put him on the right path. Similarly, the yogi withholds and supplies the sense objects to the mind. But he focuses that whether he is going out of sight, because our destination is self-realization. So he puts the goal on the self-realization, but in between to train the horse, just like to, he supplies and withdraws accordingly. That way what happens? Slowly the horse knows that now this, our master wants this place only. Because he is supplying also and he is letting me and he is pulling me on the right path only. The Krishna says, if excessive pull to the horse, what will happen? He will rear the rider, he will make the rider fall down. Similarly, he says that excessive austerity or restriction will create a mental disturbance. Long back in the New Vrindavan, there was a big prasad case they have made, iron case, which locked with big lock. And it was not given to anybody. So it was such a mental disturbance for the devotees, they blasted that whole cupboard and then ate all the mahaprasad. So the excessive restriction and the austerity will cause the mental disturbance. So similarly, transcendental yogi have to understand that you can't immediately by standing on the mind, you can't control it. You have to gradually do that. Any other person can play a role in controlling the mind? We see that the person who is excessively attached, it's very difficult for him to give it up, that particular attachment. The example I want to discuss is example of Lakshya Hira. So Lakshya Hira is a woman. So generally women have a excessive attachment to a husband, because husband provides for all her facility, all her needs, whatever she wants, and he is a shelter for her. So it's an excessive attachment for her as a husband. But Lakshya Hira is a prostitute who doesn't have any husband. So what could be her most attachment to, what should could be her attachment to? Wealth, money. So only money can provide her all the facilities. But by instruction, by hearing Srila Haridas Thakur's words, she gave up all that attachment. So that means the power of words of the saints have that capacity to cut off that excessive attachment. That's why Krishna says to Uddhava that Tato dusanga utsrujya. Immediately give up the bad association. Satsu sajjeta buddhiman, and become intelligent and choose your association. What should be the association? Saintly people. Why? Because Santa Evasya Chindanti. The saintly people only have a capacity by their words. Mano Vyasangam Uktibhi. Uktibhi means words. Their words have such a power that they can cut off the excessive attachment, the only attachment of the person's mind. Even Santa Tukaram Maharaj's life also, one prostitute came. And in one conversation, she gave up that job profile. That is the power of the words of the saintly people. The question may come that, you know, for this lifetime might be I have created a certain stuff of sinful activity. By following all this, it may take, in this lifetime we may get purified. But I am very sinful. What about this? So many lifetimes baggage. The conceptions about so many lifetimes, what will happen? So Bhagavatam gives hope to us. So there is a verse in 12th canto, he says, Shruta Sankirtito Dhyatah Pujas Chadrito Api Cha Nuram Dhunoti Bhagavan Risto Jnana Risto Janma Ayuta Ashubham. The Lord is so merciful. If we do sincere devotional service to Him by, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all the 9 processes of devotional service with sincere endeavor, without personal envy or personal motivation, then He says, Nirnam Dhunoti Bhagavan Rutasto Janma Ayuta Ashubham. Ayuta means thousands of lifetime. Ashubham, or the contaminations are stored in the mind, Krishna cleanses it up. Nurnam Dhunoti Bhagavan Hristo Janma Ayutam Ashubham. So that is the hope for a Bhakti Yogi to just continue and everything will be taken care. How to, this previous example is given that the horseman. So how to become now we are not an expert yogi, you know, who can control the mind. And it may happen that amongst all the transcendentalists, we may fall down so many times. So how to become an expert yogi? So Krishna, the Prabhupada writes in one purport that it's very, very easy. He says the path of self-realization depends on clear intelligence. And how to bring clear intelligence? He says, just surrender unto Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. So how to come to me? It's His job. You just surrender unto Him and do the devotional service. And he, Prabhupada writes that, Lord will reveal from within. What is the methodology to control the mind? If he is pleased with our service. And then Prabhupada writes that expertly then riding the waves of material desire, mental desires, a Krishna conscious person does not fall from the saddle. He goes on. It's like a horse. And he eventually rides all the way back home, back to Godhead. So, away from the distractions that we may fail down or what, or how much time it may take for me, just sincerely doing the appropriate thing, what has been told. So, the intelligence symptom is first a doubt. Just like mind has a symptom, the intelligence also has symptoms. So, one of the first symptom is doubt. So, doubt is good till the certain time. When you don't know what to do. But once when you are clear that this is the path, then the doubt should go. And one should do, you know, like blindly, you can say. Because doubt is clear, now this is the path. Then we shouldn't worry about the other things. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, even Rupa and Sanatana were also worried that in you know, being in the world, how can we keep our mind steady doing devotional service? Because everybody is, we are surrounded by the non-devotees only. So this verse is, says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, he says, Pora Vyasinini Narihi Vyagrapi Groha Karmani Tadeva Aswadayanti Atyantaha Parasanga Rasayanam. The meaning of this verse is, he says, Pora Vyasinini Nari. If somebody, some woman is married to a man, but she has already some paramour. So what she does? Vyagrapi Groha Karmani. Vyagra means she is, all the time she will be engaged in the Groha Karma. And all household activity she will do very expertly. So that nobody will come to know that she has a paramour. But inside what she will be doing? Tadeva Aswadanam Atyanta. Parasanga Rasayanam. But through mind she will have a, she will try to enjoy, try to think that what will happen when I meet my paramour. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that while doing all the material activities, we should be doing our activities very perfectly, but our mind should be with Krishna. So in that way, in this way only, we can utilize the mind and senses and not get bewildered in the duality. So, we'll summarize. We have seen that the mind and senses will be with us till the prarabdha is there. So we can't avoid them. We can only utilize them. Because if you utilize them properly, then only it will be the cause of our liberation. And first thing it has been said that this vaiklavam brahmam, this brahm should be given up, that all the property I can enjoy, Krishna says. And we have seen that how the mind evolved, their its characteristics, it's very fearsome. Each quality is very difficult to curb. Pramati balavadhridam chanchalam and sankalpa vikalpa also is very difficult to subdue. And few examples we saw, Jamil, who fell down to control the mind. And Arjuna also admits that it's very difficult to control the mind. And some of the solutions given is, first is, mam bhungshva vishaya indriyaha. Try to stop the sense gratification, indulging in the mind, and focus the mind on Krishna's lotus feet. And like an expert, just like an expert horseman tames an untamed or a mad horse, yogi should also intimately understand the mind, what is its propensity, and try to curb gradually, shane shane. And in that way, Krishna assures that if you sincerely do the devotional service, then I will take care of the all thousands of lifetimes contamination in your mind. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.